ERHENAKODA. Skyly Dixon understands there are complex issues in her community that may require unique solutions. That's why the Bearspaw First Nation member and the Stony Health Services team want to hear from the ERHE Nakota First Nation community on programming for the Health Authority's Adult Wellness Center, set to launch in October. I think it's going to be a really successful program with a lot of the community's input, said Dixon, manager of the Stony Adult Wellness Center. Coming into this position, I'm going to make sure that we incorporate Indigenous ways of knowing, we're going to incorporate Stony Nakota culture and ceremony. The facility, located near the Goodstoney Elders Lodge in Minnithinny, will be open to members of the community aged 18 and older seeking treatment for substance abuse. Dixon said an important part of finding success with the center's programming is ensuring people feel heard, which is a process that needs to start before the facility even opens its doors. Stony Health will be hosting a fourth public planning and information session about the center and its programming at the Bearspaw Youth Center on Wednesday, April 19. While the first three sessions were virtual, this one will be in person and attended by Stony Tribal Council leadership. Dixon said others from outside the community are also welcome to attend and share valuable feedback. My expectation is to gain more value in understanding what people in the community want to see the facility's programming look like, said Dixon. This center is for them, their friends, family members, it's important they help shape it. A WEDU, spring season, feast will be part of the event, which runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., We decided with Stony Health and leadership that we would also feed the people, because that's just what First Nations people do, said Dixon. They are sharing their feedback with us and we in return are respecting their time for coming out. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers ERHE, Stony, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.